Ata Murray, welcome to Bill Mackay.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Senior lecturer in the School of Architecture and Planning at the University of Auckland. Now, you've been to Tauranga, and what have you found?
I know, I've been three times in the past 2 months. But just before that, I'll just briefly mention the mess that is Queen Street.
Oh, yes, and people are suing now, aren't they?
Yes, and finally that's got the Council and Auckland Transport to sit up and take notice, because big business and landowners have spent money on lawyers and threatened court action. But what annoyed me on the weekend was the council put a half-page ad into the Herald here, trumpeting success in one end of the street. Together, quote, together we're creating a city centre we can all be proud of. Nice sentiments, but forget the PR spin at this stage and just shut up and do proper consultation, you know, start listening to locals and do a proper trial there. So I appreciate the arguments on all sides and I support the intentions, but get on with it and do it properly. So it was nice to go to Tauranga and it's looking quite good down there, but let's be frank.
It's got its own growing pains though, isn't it?
Yeah, so you know, and there is a perception that Tauranga and the Bay of Plenty have, there's an image of nice beachfronts and nice climate and lots of retired, well-off white people and, of course, a dysfunctional council. And I've got a couple of projects down there that I'll talk about another time, but I enjoy the line of bars and restaurants along the waterfront. It's called The Strand. But wandering round, I wondered whether there was a bit more diversity of population than kind of like old white people like me. And I found that a block back from the waterfront in a fantastic place in the centre of town called Our Place. And there are lots of images I took on the RNZ website. And if you Google Our Place, Tauranga, you'll find a website and a link to Remaker Space there, which is the really cool bit. And basically, it's a quarter acre of containers stacked up about two high. And if people know the Restart Mall down in Christchurch set up after the quakes, it's like that, except it's more of a by the people, of the people place rather than retail. Half of it is little pop-up bars and cafes and eateries that enable people to trial a hospitality business. The other half is called Remaker Space, and that's what I love most. Lots of spaces involving recycling and upcycling, such as making new clothes or furniture from old. And it's all aimed towards supporting a more sustainable future. There's a communal tool shed there, there are sewing machines, there are maker spaces and so on, plus a couple of people looking after things. And a big tented space in the centre. And on one Saturday morning when I was there, there was a woman-only session about power tool use. And in the afternoon, you know, because the blokes are all watching the rugby in the afternoon, and a bit like our house at home, actually, many jobs waiting to be gotten around to. And in the afternoon, all the eateries started up, and in the evening, there was a gig in this big tented space that looked like a very popular night out for people. So it was great to see some youth and diversity and vitality and a different cultural sensibility from, you know, well-off boomers sunning themselves along the Strand.
And so I'm interested, there's some great images, by the way, and thank you for them on the webpage. Yeah. People can see what Bill is describing by just looking at the gallery on the webpage. But I'm interested, have they taken inspiration from what happened in Christchurch? What has been the, which we saw this proliferation of these amazing spaces out of necessity, of course, in that case, and a desperate need to rebuild community.
Yeah.
What's been the sort of inspiration for it and who's behind it?
Well, there are a couple of people behind it, but they've attracted a whole crew of other people involved,
enthusiasts
and helpers and all of that sort of thing. And their name escapes me at the moment. Should have.
But was
been
it just straight out,
notes,
just straight out seeing the, you know, the vibe that could be created?
Yeah, I understand that they had a couple of things, projects they've been doing before involving recycling food in a good way, you know, feeding people and making sure it doesn't just go to landfill and waste and all of that. The other thing that does remind me of Christchurch is the gap filler down there after the quakes. And that was a people project to return life to the city. And that was local people, you know, young people generally, setting up a variety of activities on the sites of demolished buildings. So it wasn't all, you know, after the Blitz kind of vibe. The other thing that you've got in Tauranga's city centre is a new campus of Waikato University, which has introduced a bit of fresh blood and younger blood. But the great tragedy of the Remaker space is it's all going, I understand, probably within a year, because the council are redeveloping the site for library improvements and expanded facilities, and that's all fair enough. But various plans they had, urban gardens, things like that, aren't going to happen. And all this life and activity is going to be dispersed. And I certainly hope the council can, well, the commissioner down there, and the locals can help relocate our place and remake a space elsewhere. And I saw plenty of opportunities for that. And there is concern about sea level rise and that sort of thing on the waterfront. But these are temporary structures, containers, as I mentioned before, and councils should allow more of this, creating spaces that people can use for a range of activities and their own community initiatives and potential new businesses and social enterprises and that sort of thing, particularly in the post-COVID era. So a couple of other nice things down there. I believe, you know, and I'll mention those shortly, but I do believe in strong local and central government doing things, not leaving it to the markets, because in my opinion, they don't actually solve many problems. They exploit them. And we're seeing that with housing, but cue more hate mail from landlords. But I also believe in self-determination, allowing people to do it for themselves their way. And speaking of that, you're quite hard-pressed down there to find much sign of Tangata Whenua, the local iwi around the waterfront, although it's there if you hunt for it. There's the site of an old colonial Maori hostel there, overlooked by a former military redoubt that's in pretty good nick. So if you're planning a visit down there, it's very pedestrian friendly if you avoid Mount Maunganui and cars and the sprawl of Tauranga and stay in the inner city, where are a couple of big hotels and there. Actually, you can see some apartment culture beginning in those and a couple of new buildings. And plenty of walkable things up past the old, past the bars and restaurants, only a couple of hundred metres past the redoubt. And you'll find the old Te Papa Mission Station, which is called the Elms now. I'd like to see that name go back, but very rich in history there. And when you go back to our place for a pizza or a beer or something, something else nice and edgy across the road. It's been there for about 10 years now, I think, but the art gallery designed by the architects Mitchell Stout, created from the shell of an old bank, still looks really good. And it's a sustainable way of dealing with empty buildings in the inner city rather than bowling them and doing completely new stuff. And of course, one last thing you can't miss, Pukihinahina Gate Par, which is where Maori defeated British troops from a series of, from a ditch that they converted into a very dug out series of trenches in the par. But General Cameron had his revenge there. The main artery, Cameron Road, don't know about that name, but, you know, cancel culture is another argument. But Cameron Road goes right straight through the middle of that historic site. So about half of it is kind of there with a commemorative site on a hilltop and that sort of thing. But well worth 3 days in Tauranga.
Excellent. I do love the use of those temporary structures as well.
Yeah.
And I think it can, for a business that can't afford a full-on rent, it can be a good start. It can be accessible. Yeah. It can be moved around. It can be seasonal. Mm. And they can look really good as well. You get that sort of sense of market, like an old-fashioned market.
And it's just like we were hearing from your foodies before.
Yep. Exactly, yeah. Mm. Poor old mum and dad's back
Dad
shed.
Dad gets his man shed back.
Gets his shed back. Bill, thank you very much. Bill Mackay, Senior Lecturer at the School of Architecture and Planning at the University of Auckland. You can see images of his Tauranga tour and some of what he was telling about on the web page.